Good morning, children. Uh-oh. Everybody lost their voice, it sounds like. How are you guys doing this morning? Good? Well, I'm very excited to be here today. It's been a good week and have a lot to be thankful for. Let's just have a word of prayer before I start and then we'll see what we have. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for giving us the day to come worship you and learn more about your word, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would bless this little message that I have here. I ask that you would help it to make sense to the little children and you would help them to be able to understand. Lord, I just pray this all in your precious name. Amen. Today I have probably the longest children's lesson that I've ever had. It might take a little while, but if you guys help me, we'll see how fast we can make this thing go. Today I'd like to talk about all the things that we have. We have a lot of things in our life, and sometimes we can get discontented and start wishing we had more and wishing we had better things. But I have this little book here, and I'm going to go through and just read a couple of these little pages, and I'll show you some pictures. We're going to imagine that the whole world, everybody in the whole world, we're going to shrink it down to 100 people, and that's everybody in the world. It's kind of hard to, might be a little bit hard to imagine, but let's just say the whole world is 100 people. And it says, how many people do you think, well, let me just read it. It says, no access to clean drinking water. So while many have to walk long distances for drinking water. So, okay, imagine the whole world is 100 people. Only 16 people in the world do not have any source to clean drinking water at all. The water they drink and cook with is polluted. It's dirty, as you can see in this picture. That's the water that they have to drink and that they have to cook with. They probably wash in it, maybe wash their clothes in it. That's kind of pretty sobering. Like, we don't think anything about, probably most of us have a refrigerator. Our refrigerator has a little thing that you put your glass up to and you fill it up with nice, clean, cold water. We don't think anything about it. But a lot of people in the world don't have any clean drinking water. So out of that 100 people, again, 60 of them have no access to a toilet to use the bathroom. That they don't have any toilet where they can use the bathroom. It says, this does not mean merely that they don't have a toilet in their house. It means that there is none available to them in their entire community. So in their whole, let's say the whole city of Auburn, there'd be no toilets. Can you imagine how dirty and nasty that'd be? We don't think anything about just going in our bathrooms and going to the bathroom. And we're very thankful for that. This is one that you guys don't really have, I guess, but it says 25 people don't have any access to a cell phone. So if you think about this, so only 25 people in our 100 people have access to a cell phone. But remember, there was 60 that didn't have a toilet. So there's way more people have cell phones than toilets. That's kind of weird, but 91 people. Okay, so we're still at that 100 people. The whole world is, let's say it's 100 people. 91 people in the world do not have a personal vehicle. So if you are one of the nine, if you are one of the nine who does, you might be giving your neighbors a lot of rides. So let's see, do we have one? So if we have 20 people, only two people would have a vehicle. Do you imagine? How would we get to work? We'd have to walk. Here it shows they're all walking to work. Maybe walking to school, walking to church. They have to carry all their stuff on their, you know, they don't have a vehicle. You have to pull it on wagons. So, I have a question. Are we rich or are we poor? What do you think?
Rich.
Rich? That's right. Are we lacking anything in our lives? Is there anything that we need? I mean, sure, We need to eat. We need to have clothes to wear. we actually have really good lives, and a lot of times we're really spoiled. We live in a world that wants us to always think that we need something more. We need something better. And in 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6, verse 7, I'm sorry, 6, 7, and 8. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. And verse 8 says, having food and raiment. Raiment is clothes. So having food and clothes, let us be content. And I often find in my life that I'm not very content. I wish I could have that. I wish I could, you know, go do that. Where God wants us to just be content with the things that we have. I have a little project that we're gonna try to do. Who all likes to receive gifts? Who likes to get a gift? I do. It's fun getting a gift. You get to open it up and see what we got, you know, what somebody bought us, maybe for a birthday present, or it might be a toy, it might be for the boys, it might be a knife, maybe. Today we're gonna try to give someone else a gift. And it might take a little bit to do, but we're going to see. Let's just open this up here. We're going to see how many people we can bless with some food. So I brought this poster, and I'll talk a little bit more about that then, but you can see there. This is called the Seed Project from Christian Made Ministries. And I'll read this little sign here. Many poor people in other countries do not have enough money to buy good seeds to plant in their gardens. Okay, now, we all get, pretty much all of us, I'm sure, get birthday gifts, which is good. That's a good thing. But we have money to buy little things and little gifts like that for the people around us. These people don't have enough money to buy seeds to plant in their gardens. They don't have money. It says they are so happy when they receive free vegetable seeds from Christian Aid Ministries. They carefully plant the tiny seeds in the ground and watch for the first signs of growth as God sends rain and sunshine. Their excitement mounts as the lettuce, corn, tomatoes, and carrots and other vegetables begin to ripen. Having fresh food from the garden is a blessing to these families who do not have much money to buy things to eat. Because you are willing to share, many needy children do not have to go hungry. So see, here's some pictures of their... This lady is the one that is receiving the gift, and this guy's giving her, it looks like maybe some corn seeds or bean seeds, and then she'll go and she'll plant them, and they'll be able to have food for their little children. See, here they planted some carrots, and they harvested all those nice carrots. Can you imagine if you didn't have any food to eat, and somebody came up to you and gave you a whole bag of seeds? I mean, that would just be the best thing in the world. Like, you would finally have something to plant and to get food from. So what we're going to do is, I'm not sure how long this is going to take, but we have little stickers that will go on this, that will go on these little squares here. And every sticker is worth $25. See, here's the little stickers. It's little vegetable plants. So every sticker is $25, and I need you guys' help to see if we can fill up that board. You think we can do it? I know you guys are young and you don't have a lot of money, but I thought maybe we need to get your parents to help us too. You can go home and ask your parents if there's ways. I'm sure they'll be able to come up with a way to do it, but we're going to see, you can go home and ask them if there's ways that you guys can earn some money, maybe by doing some small jobs around the house, or maybe for some of the boys, you get to go with dad to work for part of a day or something. And think we can do it? It's going to take we'll see how long it takes, and maybe we won't do the whole board, but I'd like to start next Sunday, and I'll have a little box up here, or maybe we'll pass it around. I'm not sure how we'll do it. And okay, we'll use the box out in the entryway. I'm sure your parents will know that where that's at, and they can help you. And then I'll count it. We'll count it out, and we'll put on here. And I'll just leave this thing up here. So one sticker, which is worth $25, will buy 5 ton of seeds. 5 ton of vegetables, I'm sorry. 5 ton of vegetables, which that's hard to imagine. That's 10,000 pounds of vegetables with only $25. So that's about all I have. If you guys can think of ways to raise some money, maybe you can help each other in it and give each other ideas. I know not everybody's here, but I think the Lord will bless us in this. And there's a verse in the Bible that says it's more blessed to give than to receive. So God will bless us for doing this, and I hope that this can mean something to you. I don't think we have any idea how fortunate and blessed we are with the lives that we have. We never think about getting up in the morning and trying to go find food. I mean, we go out to the kitchen, and usually mom probably has breakfast ready for you and probably has lunch packed. And all right, well, I think that's all I have. If you have any questions or need any help, you can ask me afterward. But think we can do that? Who all thinks we can do it? Think so? Okay. Well, with that, let's have another word of prayer, and we'll ask God to help us through this little project and help us to be able to provide food for the poor people. Dear Heavenly Father, I again come before you and ask that you would be with this little project that we have here, Lord, and ask that you would bless the help that we're going to get here, and ask that you would bless the little children and you'd help them to learn from this, Lord, and just to show them the blessings that we have. Lord, I pray for the people that we are going to be helping. Lord, I just ask that you would be with them and you would bless them in their lives, and you would just look out for them. Lord, I pray for the rest of the service. I ask that you would be with Paul as he shares, and you would give him the words that you want him to share. Lord, I pray this all in your precious name. Amen.